I don't know, man. I don't trust that they're going to get it fixed. I don't know.
Well, whose fault did you think that was?
There's so many things you got to do. I have no idea. I really wish I could tell you.
Well, so they had Ford.
I don't even pretend to act like I know in those situations.
They had Ford on the sidelines kind of shaking his head, and he was pointing to his upper chest. Now, I have no idea.
Is that what he's saying, where he's supposed to get it?
I have no idea what he's actually talking about, Kenny, but... You imagine they showed that for a reason. They thought that he was complaining about the ball placement.
I don't know of any coach that's ever taught to put the ball up in your chest, though, like at the top part of your chest.
I don't.
You have shoulder pads,
Owen,
there.
I don't. I wish I could tell you. I never had.
Well,
yeah.
Tell me something.
I don't even hand the ball off in practice.
That's why I don't know. Pete Dane.
That's why I was going to ask.
Oh, Pete Dane got it right there in the breadbasket. Pete Dane was ready for it. Pete Dane did fumble once running, but you know that's what happened.
Are we splitting hairs, or is that too high in that situation?
I don't know. Call Deuce Staley. See if he can answer it for us. I have no idea, man. I don't know. I can't pretend to know. If anybody knows, if there's any high school coaches out there still at 8:29 in the morning, give us a call. I swear to God, just give us a call. I don't know. So I can't blame Watson, and I can't blame Ford. I don't know. I can blame them both and just say the whole thing sucks and that it murdered the momentum in the road. It just murdered it in front of everybody. Were you thinking that we were going to win?
I thought we were going to crush
them. They went for two. No. Did you think we were going to come back and win?
Yeah.
Because I
thought we were going to steal the game.
They go for two.
I thought they were going to steal the game.
They go for two, which, by the way, somebody, Scam Cameron, who I love that, sent us the explanation from Seth Walter last year, almost to the day last year, of the explanation going for two down 8 points. And the reasoning behind it, which is actually pretty sound. It actually is pretty sound reasoning. I think it's scary. For traditionalists, but this is very sound reasoning. It's kind of like, yeah, I can get behind this, especially since it worked for the Browns. Except we fumbled the ball because it was 21-15. I'm going, we're going to win this game. I can't believe we're going to win this game. We got all the momentum. We got Daniel Jones rattled now. Defense is making plays, and we fumble the ball right there, and the defense has to go back out. And then they give us another chance. They gave us another chance. We didn't know what we were doing. Like, I stopped. When he fumbled that ball, I want to show you something. I thought the game was over. I got so down. He fumbled that ball, and Tone, I stopped the notes. I stopped taking notes there. And then I picked him back up. And that was it. And then we ended up getting stopped on fourth down.
Just one more note here. This is Watson on that exchange.
What happened on that missed exchange between you and Jerome Ford on that handoff?
It was a draw.
Okay.
Yeah. That was it. It was just a draw.
So wait, Deshaun, I'm sorry to go back to this play, but then on the draw play, why did the exchange not go well?
I just did my due diligence, try to hand the ball to him, and after that, I just saw the ball was on the ground. So,
well, is that a Ford problem there? Because it sounds like he's trying not to throw a guy under the bus.
Sounds like he didn't want to say what he was thinking.
Yeah. I think so.
So Jeff Shedell was asking the question in the follow-up there. So I imagine that'll get asked again probably today. To Coach Stefanski, now that they've had a chance to look at it, so we'll get a determination on that.
My God,
I mean, they're all frustrated. Right. I understand, man. We're all frustrated.
Yep, it got so bad yesterday, and again with the injuries, I don't know where to begin. When you don't know where to go, you go back to the beginning. I don't know where to begin because the guys who might be playing on my offensive line are not wearing Browns jerseys right now. I don't know where to begin. So now I got to get an offensive line to protect my quarterback who ain't playing all together that great in the first place. I got to get an offensive line and do that. I'm telling you, man, the old style is not coming back. You have to protect this guy. He can deliver and play to a decent level. He's not going to beat any one of these other guys. And you can sit there and chew me out and say, well, that's not worth $230 million. It ain't worth $230 million. But that's where we're at, guys. We got to make the best of the situation. We've all made bad investments before. Every single one of us has bought a lemon or a money pit or something like that and it ain't worked out the way we wanted to, and we had to make the best out of a bad situation. 9 out of 10 guys I'm talking to have done that. We got to make the best out of a bad situation. And I'm telling you, bringing the offense in, getting the ball out quickly, double tights, heavy offense, heavy sets, That's what's going to help us win some games. We ain't going to the playoffs. That ain't happening. Those days, to me saying that is done. Hopefully I can open that back up again, but we are way away from that one, and it's probably gone. So I got to make the best of this because I think he can play average or above average if he has some help. We got to help him. I can't just keep emptying out the backfield and thinking we're going to run oop-de-oop offense all day long and it's going to work against the NFL. With these linemen? With these guys? With Joel Bitonio, who's definitely playing through an injury, and DeJuan Jones, who had to come back out, and he's playing through an injury. Who's not injured on the offensive line? And it's a long season, so you're bound to have more of them. And I'm supposed to go, hey, let's go single back formation, let's spread it out, let's do gun, and have these long plays on RPO that take forever to develop. They take forever. Let's keep running that offense. You keep running that offense, and we'll keep having these tirades on Monday morning. I guarantee it. Mike in Erie, Pennsylvania. Hello.
Guys, we were so bad on all facets of the game, special teams, offense, defense. I mean, it was comical to a certain point at the level that we should be playing, the level that we played in years past. The only way that we could surmise to something, and I hate to put the tinfoil hat on, are we sucking for a new quarterback next year? I don't know, but this was so bad. Where do you start?
Well, you're going to have to tear things. I don't think they're going to be that bad, and then you're going to have to probably begin a tear down, and I don't know what they're going to do with the like, everybody's up for grabs if this all goes down, Mike. Like, the head coach's job is up for grabs. The general manager may be up for grabs. I mean, we're only in September here. Who knows how bad things could get? So do I want to go and do a Bryce Young situation and maybe take a young quarterback and put him in a bad situation?
Is Deshaun missing the reads where blitzes are coming that he didn't kind of check down, do something different, run into the blitz, throw a dump-off pass?
But does he?
How are we missing these changes?
But I have to ask, does he know what type of offense they want to run from week to week? Does he even know? Like, you're setting them up. They're setting them up in a bad situation. We can't make adjustments. They're professional football coaches. How many games has the guy coached in his life, in his NFL career, as a head coach? He's 38-31 going into the game yesterday. Now he's 38-32.
That'd be 70.
Okay. I think you've had a lot of chances to make adjustments and have in-game information there. We didn't make any adjustments.
It's year five.
Yeah. Okay. 5 years in, hell. So that's where we're at, Mike. Sorry. Thank you very much for listening on the free Odyssey app, and thank you very much for the call, but that's where it is, brother. So if you could sit there and try to tell me what offense you want to run, there's a lot of things we want to do. And then there's reality. There's a lot of things I'd love to do. Can't do them. There's reality that plays into it. And they have to figure that out. Because if they don't, we are going to sit there and have these rants. And eventually, we won't get loud. We'll just accept it. And this thing will just slog into a grave. And then we'll have to talk about all the other things that go into it. You get this quarter. I mean, seriously. I can't sit there and just blame everything on Deshaun Watson and say, well, I don't like Deshaun Watson. We traded for him, so it's all his fault. Nope, got to make the best of a bad situation, buddy. Got to bring out the very best in him. So that means if he's seeing ghosts, which he was again yesterday, you better find a way to protect him because your offensive linemen aren't even guys that he's going to even recognize. Got three guys getting MRIs today.
Yeah, and I mean, look, yesterday was the day where it's...
Spread them out even further.
It's understandable he would see ghosts because they at no point were equipped to deal with the blitzes. And they at no point had a handle for that. They did not have, you know, a way to change it up, to react, to adjust. And that absolutely destroyed them yesterday in the game. You had no business losing. Zach Jackson had it right yesterday. That was supposed to be a homecoming game. There's a reason they were doing the Jim Donovan and the Browns legends and Phil Dawson. That was supposed to be a blowout. And I thought 5 minutes into that game, before that flag came out, I thought it was going to be a blowout. And instead, they're 1-2, and it looks horrible right now.